Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt, and we are here today with Kathy. Kathy, we are so excited to have you join us, and we look forward to hearing your journey.
Oh, good. I hope it helps somebody else.
I have no doubt that it will help somebody else. I mean, it's amazing. Again and again, I hear how people are encouraged and appreciate to hear people's stories and what they did, because it gives them hope. It also gives them what can I do and see what kind of therapies maybe that resonate. But I think the biggest thing is to give hope to people that are in the middle of it or in the beginning of the journey.
I try my best to help the best I know how. I know Lyme is so sporadically different for so many different people that nothing works for everybody. It's different. It's based on your personal journey. So I just tell them what I did for me
and
what worked for me and let them go from there.
Yeah. And that's,
you know, I don't try to fix them. I just tell them my story.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully... Yep, that's why we do this podcast, is just to have each person tell their individual story, because they're a lot alike, but they're very, very different. And the journey that we go through is very different. Yeah, and so we just want...
A lot of hopelessness in a lot of these patients, and I was one of them. I so understand and feel for them, and I know what they're going through, and I wish there was a way I can just be there with them and just lead them through the same journey I went through and get them to where I'm at.
Well, so I'm hoping that sharing your story that you... is going to help a lot of people. I can guarantee you that.
Okay. Let's start.
So
I can tell you my story.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, how did it all start with you? I mean, when did you start to kind of show signs and start to wonder what was going on? What was taking place?
Well, I didn't know at first what was going on. There was just a lot of weirdness going on with me. I thought I was just getting old. You know, I was thinking I'm getting pain, shooting pains into my arches. That started my arches, but I have flat feet. So I figured, okay. And I'm up, and I'm a merchandiser. So I'm up and down ladder. I'm on my feet on concrete floor and, you know, retail. And so I figured I'm just working too hard or something. I was a very hard worker and a really go-getter. So I thought maybe I was pushing myself too hard. And maybe that's why I was hurting. But it didn't make me slow down. I just kept at it. But then I'd have weird... I went to the dentist and I accused him of putting too much Novocaine in me because it didn't go away. I had the numbness in my face for a while. And I didn't know. And I asked him, did you guys do something wrong? Because the numbness isn't going away. Come to find out it was Bell's palsy. But this, you know, it was a year before I found out that was part of the Lyme.
Right.
And anyway, all through that first year, I was bit in June of 2010. I had two flus back to back, which was very rare for me. And it was to have one flu, let alone two, like within 90 days of each other. But what I think what hurt me was I had two different doctors. My main doctor was on vacation and I had a substitute doctor. If I would have had my main doctor, she would have put two and two together, and I think she would have caught it early, and we would have been fine. But because I had a different doctor, he just told me to go home, rest, take fluids, you know, the flu-like symptom type medical advice. So in the summer, I got bit in June. I had a flu right there. I had a rash. It wasn't a bullseye. It was just a rash. And I just thought it was from the flu. The strange thing about the flu, though, is I lost my sense of smell. and I couldn't taste anything. And my husband was making fun of it because he was giving me hot stuff, you know, like peppers and stuff, cayenne pepper and all that. And I hot mustard. I couldn't even taste it. It didn't even bother me. It didn't faze me. And that was just really weird. That's how I knew it was a different kind for me.
And that was a decade before COVID, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was 10 years ago, way before COVID.
See, you're ahead of the game. You're the trendsetter.
Yeah. Definitely. So then a couple of months later, after I got through that, I was about 10 days, I got sick again, which was just odd. You know, I never even got sick, very rarely got sick. I was pretty good about taking my vitamins. I didn't eat very well. I worked hard, and I, you know, went to lunch at hamburger places and stopped and got fast food on the way home because I didn't feel like cooking. I worked so hard, and that's the way I lived. And throughout that first year, just all these symptoms was coming about, and I thought, Jesus, I think maybe I have cancer. You know, you start getting all these weird things. Why are these things happening? My legs would, I would start having shooting pains in my legs, my arches. I'd have lots of headaches, but I never got headaches before in my life. My vision was a little weird. My brain was foggy. I couldn't retain. And I needed to for my job. But my memory was screwy. And so I finally went to my doctor and I said, something's going on. So she started, and this was a year later. Finally, I just went into the doctor and said, something's weird going on. So she started putting me through all these specialists and, you know, giving me all this medicine, mostly pain medications for the pain, you know, for my arches and stuff, because I was having a hard time walking and stuff, but nothing was working. She sent me to a podiatrist. She sent me to a physical therapist. She sent me to I don't remember. There were so many.
We lose track after a while.
The one that found the line was the neurologist because I was having a headache, so she sent me there. And the podiatrist tried to say I had rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And she just kept saying, no. She didn't know a lot about Lyme, but she knew me well enough to know that there was something else wrong because she knew how I worked and what kind of personality I had. So she was, thank God I had her, you know, she pushed it. And neurology found Lyme. And so I said, and they said, okay, 10 days antibiotics, doxycycline, and I'd be fine. I said, okay, cool. Now at least we know what's wrong and they can fix me. And I didn't know anything. I said, what's that? I never heard about Lyme. I didn't, you know anything about it. Didn't understand it. And then they put me on doxy, and oh my gosh, I got so sick. I thought I was going to die. I mean, my brain, I thought my head was going to explode. I had a Herx reaction, but I didn't know what that was. And neither did my doctor. I had fevers, I had chills, I had pain. She took me out of work because I couldn't even walk. I couldn't walk at all. And I was just down. And I was down for, I thought I was going to die. I remember giving my husband a goodbye hug. You know, just, wow. I'm about ready to cry because I was scared.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours said, Kathy, you've got Lyme. You need to talk to this friend of ours. And their friend had Lyme. And she had me, I talked to her. She said, you need to join this group, Lyme disease group in our area. But I was so sick. I said, I can't function. And she said, well, the minute you get a minute, you need to call her up. So I did. And she recommended me this naturopath, which was about 45 minutes away. And I was so sick. I'm like, I don't know if I can go there. She goes, and she said, and she told me about Lyme. And she explained to me, and she gave me that movie Under Your Skin, mm-hmm. or Under Our Skin or something like that.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yes.
And she gave me a lot of information from Dr. I can never pronounce his name. Anyway, I just started reading up on Lyme, and I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I started learning and learning, and then I went to this naturopath, and she instantly pulsed me on antibiotics. She took me off Edoxy, and she pulsed me on different antibiotics. I got the list. I kept all my lists and stuff. She put me on an anti-inflammatory diet. She put me on a lot of herbs and vitamins and gave me advice on what to do and how to avoid and how to detox and detox and detox and explain to me what Lyme was and what I was going to be going through. Mm-hmm. And so she took me out of work, which I was really upset for. She goes, you need to stay out of work. And she, you know, put me on leave of absence. And thank God I was married and have a wonderful husband and stood by me. There's a lot of these people that don't. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
No.
And she put me on all these, this regimen of the anti-inflammatory diet, mainly no sugars, no grains, mostly dark leafy vegetables. She said, eat the rainbow, eat the rainbow, eat the rainbow. She had me eat lots of cilantro, lots of parsley to chelate all into detox. She had me take benazite clay. She had me do, I have a list here somewhere. The omega-3s. She had me do garlic, oregano, just chlorella, you know, kelp. A lot of this stuff to pull the toxins out of my body, mm-hmm. you know, and had me just lots of sleep, lots of fluids, but stay away from sugar and try to eat as clean as possible. All organic, no GMOs. I didn't know what GMOs were until she explained them to me. I'm like, wow. And so it really worked. I mean, it started working right away. It didn't take long. I mean, it took long compared to other, like to a flu-like symptom. I found her in October and I was able to walk and act normally by February.
That's incredible. I mean, I was... Four months.
Yeah. I wasn't well, but I was able to walk. I felt a lot better. I wasn't completely well, but I was able to function.
And believe you could actually get better.
Yeah. I felt on the road to recovery. I felt she saved my life. I still feel like she saved my life just with food and vitamins and herbs. She posted me on the antibiotics, and she said she doesn't like using antibiotics, but I was so sick she had to. And she wanted to clean my system up as fast as she could to get me off those antibiotics because the antibiotics tore up my gut. So that took more time to repair my gut than it was to, you know, get me to that point.
And what kind of antibiotics did she use? Because obviously, you know, Doxy didn't work for you. Do you remember any of the antibiotics that she pulsed on you?
Yeah, I have her list right here. My first treatment sheet, she says, work on your anti-inflammatory diet, low sugar, no gluten, high in veggies, high in good oils. She says, new medication is metronidazole, Metronidazole, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The name of that?
Yeah.
It's a cyst buster.
Mm-hmm.
Then she had me a nice statin. She had
is that antifungal?
Yeah, she had me... I know she had me on a erythromycin. She had me, I'm trying to find the sheets of the antibiotics that she gave me. Okay, I knew you were going to ask that question because I didn't know. That was 10 years ago. Like, I don't know if I remember all the names.
But during, I mean, so doxycycline, you felt horrible, but then you started with these antibiotics. Did you feel horrible then as well for a little bit, or did you just start to feel better?
She said, I still felt horrible at first. She told me I would, but once I started eating, and I changed my diet overnight. She didn't think I would. I surprised her. She said a lot of people don't want to give up that change, but I thought I was going to die. It was either change or die.
Yeah.
Follow her advice or die. I mean, that's how scared I was and how sick I was, and I changed it right then. I absolutely gave up all French fries, my favorite food, chips, all that stuff. Pepsi was my favorite, and chocolate. I gave up all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
I mean, I didn't even eat any Thanksgiving dinner, no pies or nothing, no sugar. I haven't had sugar in 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you're able to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm able to function now almost 100. The only thing I fight now is my headaches. And my husband just bought me an infrared sauna.
Great.
And I went in it the other day. And yesterday I was down. It's the first time I've been down in 10 years because I needed something to cross the blood-brain barrier to get into my head to kill the bugs up there.
Yeah.
And so he bought me the, finally broke down about the infrared sun, because I tried everything for the headaches. That's the only thing I've been fighting this 10 years. I tried aromatherapies. I tried garlic and oregano. I'm trying to stay off of antibiotics because it was so hard to get my gut back to normal.
Yeah.
After being on it for so long. And so he bought me the infrared, and boy, I haven't been down like that in a long time. I go, okay, it works. It's working. So now I know to go back to my detoxing before I get back in there the next time I go in it. But it only lasted the one day, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
And I know that it did the job, and then I'm going to give myself a couple days to heal from that. Next time I'll make sure I drink lots of water, do a dry skin brushing, and eat lots of dark leafy greens and everything. Then I'll go in there and make sure I sweat this time. To sweat out. See, I didn't give myself time to sweat the last time. I was too scared.
Yeah.
And I only did the 10 minutes. If I would have waited and sweated, I wouldn't have hurt so bad, I think.
Kind of trial and error. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trial and error.
Yeah.
But I know that it, when I do saunas.
You know, the infrared's new, so I'm just, this is my first time. She recommended me the infrared 10 years ago, but we haven't been able to afford it until just recently. He finally gave up and just, because he's tired of the headaches. That's the only thing I was fighting these last 10 years is the headaches.
Yeah. And have you done things like coffee enemas? And then also,
nope.
Okay. Because that can be a really powerful tool along with the sauna. It really helps to support the liver and glutathione production. And I don't know how many patients had been dealing with chronic headaches and then bringing daily coffee enemas in as part of the solution. And it's fantastic. I mean, it really helped them tremendously.
I read about it. In fact, I got a book on it, and I was going to try it, but I was a little about it at first, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
You know, because everything's really been working. I still have a lot of my vitamins and herbs. I do a lot of research. I research constantly. Because not only that, I joined the Lyme Disease Summit, Cancer Summit, the Diabetes Summit. I went through aromatherapy classes. I can be an aromatherapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Learned as much as I can because I'm fighting the disease. But I got so interested in how well I did based on food and vitamins and herbs. I just got a hunger to learn more about what this, you know, what you can do with all this stuff. And I don't only just go with what I see on the internet, because I go to Google Scholar and I read the test pages.
Yeah, and
so before I try anything new, I want to make sure it's been studied.
Yeah, yeah,
and proven.
Yeah, and
right,
and that's the thing is that people don't recognize the power of food and the power of these, you know, natural agents. You think that they can't be that powerful. It's just an herb or spice or, yeah. Well,
believe it.
Yeah, exactly. so it really.
I thought she was.
Yeah.
At first, I thought she was a quack.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, uh-huh. I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She was in this little hole in the wall place. She was a beautiful woman. She was nice. She was just starting out, I can tell. And I thought, oh, she's not going to, there's no way. But I tried it. I was trying everything. And I said, I'll follow your advice. And it worked.
Yeah.
Just like, wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, I mean.
And I tell everybody, don't go to doctors, go to naturopaths.
Yeah. And here you have people that go on the journey for 20 some years and go to doctor after doctor, medication after medication, and here with food and some supplements, 4 months,
yeah,
and then you're good.
Yeah. And I think
sometimes
every time
I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I go, I was broke. I lost my job.
Yeah.
We were broke. Yeah. And I did it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think when we're
just have to trade. You have to trade things. You have to give up the chips and buy the cilantro.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Determine what's more important to you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just trading.
Yeah. If you
health
can.
For disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she said. You can. She said red meat. It depends on the red meat. One will cure you. One will kill you. You got to choose the one you want. In other words, go for grass fed instead of conventional.
Yeah.
And so I buy for a local local farm that I know is grass fed, and that's what we eat.
Yeah.
I buy cage-free, farm-raised eggs. I mean, I grow my own organic foods. That's what we eat. We don't eat chips and French fries or.
You don't go to that burger joint every day for lunch anymore, huh?
I haven't been to. In fact, I was just telling my friend, she's been with renting from me for 3 years, and she's never seen me out in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I said I haven't been in a restaurant in 12 years.
And the thing is, when you do that change, you know, people, like you're saying, well, it's too expensive.
They have massive deals in their foods.
Well, I mean, and the thing is that restaurants are expensive. Buying Pepsi is expensive. Buying coffee is expensive. All
exactly.
These things. So if you cut that out, and then if you do your own sprouting,
right.
You can have a little sprouting jar, and you get all that nutrition from all the different sprouts.
Yeah.
That's like dirt cheap. And so
exactly.
It's, yeah. So
you got to trade up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not about money. It's
that's
about
what I
effort.
Tell people, I said, it depends on how you want to spend your money. You want to spend your money on doctor's visits and prescriptions and then feeling ill. Then they don't make you well when they have Lyme. They don't understand Lyme. I mean, if you find a Lyme literate doctor, they're going to put you on the same diet I was on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you get well. And that's what I did. I read a lot of books. I watched a lot of videos. I listened to a lot of doctors online and on the websites. And because after a while, my husband changed jobs and our insurance wouldn't cover my naturopath. But I'd been with her for 2 years up until then, and I learned a lot from her. And so I went on my own journey and started doing my own research and kept up with it and learned from people that got well. I didn't listen to people who stayed sick. I listened to people who got well, learned what they did, and tried to follow what they did.
So
and that worked for me.
Describe to me what an anti-inflammatory diet is, you know, to describe. So let's pretend you have a person that is new to this, or talk to yourself, you know, your early self, and describe what it is.
It's kind of like a Mediterranean diet where it's mostly eating lots of fruits lots of vegetables. So hardly I'm not really allowed any fruits, only the berries and I think a banana every now and then. She said once in a while, you know, if you can tolerate it. She had me buy a book. I'm trying to find the author. It was called The Anti-Inflammatory Book. There's a book called The Anti-Inflammatory Diet. And you just follow its recipes. It has lots of recipes in there. It's mostly eating lots of fish and organic vegetables, salads, stir-fry type vegetables. Stay away from the grains. Stay away from the no sugar. Absolutely no sugar. I went to honey. And she's had me go to honey, and it had to be from the bee lady. It couldn't be from the store. The store's got high fructose corn syrup or added stuff to the honey. I went to the bee people. I went to their farm and got honey from them, and I put one teaspoon in my coffee in the morning, and that's what I use for my sugar, because the honey helps kill the bacteria and has a lot of vitamins and nutrition in it that I needed. That's what it took me a while to like the honey, but that was her advice, and it worked. And I still do that to this day. The only sweetener I have is honey, or I have monk fruit, because the only thing I use sugar in is coffee. And so I have my coffee, I have organic coffee, I use real cream, I use heavy cream, I don't use fake milk, as I call it, you know, and I use a little bit of honey, and maybe some, I usually only give myself have one, maybe two teaspoons of honey a day, and then I'll go to my monk fruit, and on my third or fourth cup, and then I'm done with the coffee all day, and that's my routine. That's my only crutch is my coffee in the morning.
Well, you seem to still be doing okay, so the crutch is not hurting you too much.
Yeah.
No.
Especially with the honey. I just read an article the other day. It actually might have been on one of your summits that you did, Dr. Carlfeld, about honey. I didn't realize all the great benefits that honey has.
It's a power food, but exactly what you're saying, Kathy. I mean, a lot of the things that you buy at the store – They got corn syrup in it. So you really want to make sure what you're getting and that it's a good quality. Yeah. You know, so buying local where you'd know, you know, the beekeeper, And also, you know, right. What these honey, what these bees, what they feed on. Yeah, you know, what are, is it organic flowers? Is it, or I mean, so
right.
these things are important. And yeah, a lot of bees right. are fed corn syrup. Yeah.
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 and so
yeah, so I.
So what are some of the supplements that you take now that you still take, you know, because you feel that this is just keeping you on where you need to be?
My main vitamin place I go to is Puritan's Pride and them since 1995. So I was already a good customer of theirs, but I just added to it with the advice of my doctor. She put me on things like, I can't remember. Let's see. Garlic. She had me take lots and lots of garlic, eat lots of garlic, put garlic in everything, on everything, through everything, she said. And lots and lots of oregano. She said, eat it, drink it, you know, distill it, put it in the lotion, you know, like aromatherapy type, in lotions, put it on you, put it in a rub. On, you know, I make rubs and I put it in the rub and I put it on my body, frankincense and all that stuff I put in there. She had me take bentonite clay, chlorella, lecithin, omega-3. She took it because I had a lot of brain fog. I had to have a lot of memory loss. I couldn't remember my husband's name. I would be driving in my car and all of a sudden I'd be lost. I didn't know where I was. And that sent me into a panic. Or I'd try to come out the store and I didn't know what my car looked like. I couldn't remember. So I had a lot of brain cognitive problems going on in my head. And so she put me on a lot of what I call brain vitamins, you know, fish oils, and had me eat lots of walnuts and pecans and helped me take lecithin, omega-3s, 369s. She had multivitamins, zinc, magnesium. I'm getting a list here. I still have a bunch of them here. My multivitamin has a lot of the vegetables that she recommended. You know, it has broccoli, grapeseed extract, and bilberry extract, and barley, and it has iodine, magnesium, zinc, selenium, you know, all those main vitamins. She had me do like a olive leaf. Let's see, she had me do alpha lipoic acid, resveratrol. She had me do bacopa. I think that's most of them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's quite the list going on there. So are any of those ones that you still take to this day? What are the supplements?
Yes, I still take most of all of those all today.
You do, okay.
CoQ10, milk thistle, a lot of detox, stuff for detoxing. I keep my, because I know that my Lyme is still active. It's just in a biofilm or a cyst form. And I keep my immune system as strong as possible to keep it where it is. Mm-hmm. If I get around anybody that's been sick, or if I get not enough sleep, or I get a little sluggish, the Lyme comes out. It starts. That's when I start getting my headaches and I start getting a little joint pain. But I know my body. I know what's happening. So I'll double up on my organic garlic. I'll double up on my own food antibiotics, I call it. You know, the honey, the oregano, the garlic, all that helps me put it back, you know, chase it back into those forms. Of the headaches, I still just could not find anything to cross that blood-brain barrier all these years. I keep it at bay with distilling my frankincense and my myrrh and all that. I keep it at bay. But every now and then it will sneak out. I just haven't been able to fight that until my husband bought the infrared. But we just, like I said, I just got it. He just put it together this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the last fight is the headaches.
Yeah, that'd be great. So you were kind of smelling like an Italian pizza then with garlic and
exactly
and oregano.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. But no, I feel great. Oh, not only that, I'm 65. I have no arthritis. I have no. Everybody says I look like I'm 40 or 50. And I don't do anything to my face. It's just the food and the vitamins and the herbs and just lots of sleep, staying away from junk, stay away from alcohol, cigarettes. I don't party. I don't go anywhere. I have my dogs. I raise dogs, and I have a couple of people that rent off my property that I visit, and that's it. I don't really go around a lot of people because, like I said, I keep my immune system as strong as possible. And with this COVID thing, I've been kind of in a hermit type of a living. And then I don't have to. I mean, I can go out, and it's just my choice. We live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and it's just nice and comfortable.
You got your husband and your dogs.
I'm
able
to garden. I'm able to function.
You got your husband and your dogs. What else do you need?
Yeah. And my daughter, she rents an apartment. I have a little, like a mother-in-law's apartment on my house. She stays here. And so, yeah, the headaches I have are just headaches. They're not the main migraines I had back in the day until I got into the infrared this last, and I had the migraine yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the worst I've heard since the beginning. And I'm like, uh-oh, I guess I'm more infected in my brain than I thought I was. You know, I knew I was, but I didn't know it was going to be that big of a die-off that hard that fast. And I was worried it was going to last a week or so. But it only lasted yesterday. And I had the foggy, what I call the headache hangover, this morning, and then it was gone. So that wasn't that bad, I don't think.
So it just means that you hit a spot that hadn't been hit before, so you must have gotten quite a bit deeper than with the infrared sauna.
Yeah.
Combining that with the coffee enemas and then also having the binders that you're doing, that should help you tremendously.
Yeah. So. I was hoping you'd tell me what to do for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Well, Kathy, it's such an amazing story, and it really is a testimony in regards to the power of food and the power of natural agents, so this is incredible. So thank you so much for sharing your story, Kathy. This was wonderful.
You're very welcome. I hope it helps. I hope it will help somebody out there. I mean, just get out of the garbage and get back on what I call God's food.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I completely agree. So many people need to realize diet plays such a big role in their journey, and you were just the testament to that.
Hey,
so thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, I was on the same road they were. I didn't believe that either. I thought that people were crazy. Food doesn't do any of that stuff. That's no big deal. I was wrong. They were right. I'm a testimony of it.
Exactly.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, what can be wrong with just a Pepsi? You know, it's just Pepsi.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The flavor isn't that good, I promise you. It's not that good.
It's not worth it,
to
right?
You feeling good.
Well,
I'd rather have the feeling good than the taste good. Let's put it that way.
And it's amazing when you're away from that food for a little bit, how you drink it again, and you think, this is just nasty. Yeah,
a good point. I was just going to say, the food that I'm actually eating now tastes better than the potato chips and the Pepsi and the chocolate. Actually, honestly, the food I'm eating now, I'm like, wow, where was this when I was young? You know, where was this all the time? And actually, you enjoy that food. You know, it took me a little bit to get used to the habit. It's mostly the habit you're breaking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually very good food. It tasted good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, then we eat those chips or French fries, and you kind of see that rancid oil on your fingers, and you think, I got that in my body now. It's just rancid oil that's just creating inflammation everywhere and clogging up things and my arteries. And
you feel sluggish and nasty. I don't even know anymore because I don't even – I tried it a couple times every now and then. I don't even think I really did too much because I was too scared to because I remember how scared I was when I was – thought I was dying. I mean, I don't even want to try that stuff anymore.
No.
I don't want it in my body. I don't want to hurt like that again.
No. Yeah. I mean,
it's not worth it.
No, it isn't. I mean, when you go out from the store and don't remember what your car looked like, or you drive in an area where you've driven all your life and you
give
don't remember.
Your husband a goodbye hug.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not worth it. The Pepsi is not worth it.
No.
French fries are not worth it. Chips, none of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it. For what, 2 minutes of joy? What joy?
Yeah. Well, exactly. There's no joy. Well, Kathy, Thank you so much. This was amazing. I appreciate this tremendously.
I hope it helps.
It helps tremendously.
Absolutely.
This was wonderful. Thank you. The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.